all. My name is Desiree Collins, and this is my podcast titled The Cloud Spill. Thank you for tuning in today. All right, so this podcast will focus on gang violence in the Black community as my target audience. And my reasoning for choosing this project and to do this podcast is because I grew up in a ruthless environment, and many of my peers and childhood friends engage in gangs. Due to this, I've seen many innocent and young lives cut short. Being that this is prevalent in my own community, I hope to better my Black youth so we can stop this generational curse and young men can stop walking in the footsteps of their fathers or anyone else that they see, which is being a gang leader or a kingpin. This will impact my community by showing young men and women that there are many other paths than joining a gang and that they don't have to murder to mark their territory. I hope to also show recreational methods like chess, politics, or becoming investors, or even just therapeutic skills to develop in our emotional intelligence so we can understand each other and be more selfless in this whole process. In conclusion, this will give my community new things to focus on so that it can enhance their lives and kickstart their careers. This podcast will consist of three episodes, with the first one including the root causes of gangs, which will also include some statistics on crime rates throughout the years. My second episode will focus on the youth who joins, and the last episode will focus on reform. So at this moment, I'm doing my introductory, and thank you all for listening, and I guess we should get into the nitty-gritty at this part. All right. So, as I said before, this first episode will be strictly on the root causes of gangs. After heavily researching this topic, I found a plethora of root causes such as living in poverty, acquiring low education, peer pressure, or because a family member joined, and lastly, to feel a sense of community in turf wars. Although these are great root causes to speak on, I will be choosing to speak on turf wars. All right, so turf wars are when criminals or gangs fight over claiming a certain community, as they like to call their territory. Across America, neighborhoods have become contested grounds for territorial struggle. This is taken extremely seriously because this leads to death and mutilation of both rival gangs and innocent bystanders. The motivation for these turf wars is the desire to control drug markets. The more drugs a gang brings in is the more monetary gain and the more superior they become, leading up to a higher status and a higher level of respect. This is obviously a superiority complex that is leading up to heightened crime rates, especially in the Black community because, one, it's a minority community, myself included, and for young Black men, it's already so much pressure. I mean, we could see today with a lot of Black men being brutally killed in the streets and unjustified crimes. But this also comes from trying to prove an accomplishment or trying to own a legacy, because in some Black families, most of them are single parent homes and they lack the father. So they feel like they need to create a legacy that a man should have created but didn't have the chance to do, and also so they can improve their independence or prove. Studies also show gang violence was at 41.7% in 2006 and rose to 45.4% 3 years later, which we could also call 2009. I would also like to speak on a natural standpoint coming away from the research and talk to my viewers. So I also would like to add in information that I learned from an interview. However, he would like to remain anonymous because he obviously has activity in a gang. That is why he would like to understandably be anonymous. All right, so when we talked about the whole turf thing and we basically broke it down, he was like the main reason that himself as a black man and other black men that he know join because of the turf wars is ultimately because they feel they have no power in their personal lives. So they want to go out and use external forces to gain that power. For him, it was basically like no one took him seriously at all and people would overlook him, but being in the gang gave him more, it gave him more status, it gave him more importance, which he believes, and it just made people see him much more differently and take him serious and not just see him as a young guy who's just living and trying to be something else. And he also explained to me that it is also a psychological tool. Because you make yourself feel like you aren't needed or you have no power in this world. So you go out and you seek things that will validate the opposite of what you feel about yourself, was what he explained to me. And although I've never obviously been active in a gang, I can definitely understand that part as to why he would join. And he also said he joined because he felt like he was expected to join. He felt like people expect black guys to all be the same. And at a point in time in his life, he got tired of trying to prove them wrong. So he played in a narrative. And while this is an individual experience, I believe that this is something that the masses can agree to. Because oftentimes, black people, especially young black men, are thought to just grow up to amount to nothing, and then it's just like once you get tired of trying, you just play into the narrative. And I'm even guilty of playing into a narrative because I got tired of proving myself wrong, which is why I wholeheartedly understand, and I hope you guys understand as well. Ultimately, this is not to bash anyone for being in the gang. This is just to bring awareness, and at the end of the day, that is what I hope to bring, is awareness. And so we can help people who are in gangs or people who may be targeted or more subjective to join this lifestyle later in life. And that is my ultimate goal, honestly. Episode 1 is in conclusion. This is the final parts of this episode, and I will see you guys in episode 2, which will be labeled Youth and Gangs. Please make sure to check that out.